Spotty for the morning, becoming scattered to midday, and likely during the afternoon, clouding over. Those early highs around upper 80s to 90, 80s. Rain cooled 70s, too, for the afternoons Tuesday. That's repeated again Wednesday with likely rounds of storms, some of that likely to be heavy. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Gemstones, minerals, fossils, fine jewelry, hourly door prices, a two-day auction, and more. Win a beautiful amethyst cathedral. Drawing tickets, $1 a ticket or 645 at Baton Rouge's annual Gem and Mineral Show, August 13th and 14th, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. The Bar Dixon Expo Center, Gonzales. Admission $5, kids 5 to 12, $3. Military personnel free with ID. $1 off scalps and uniform. More info at brgemandmineral.org.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome, everybody, to the Monday night edition of the Something to Say radio show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Rude, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, pretty good, man. It was pretty cool up here. It's hotter today, but rode some bikes with my daughter and got some vitamin D, you know.
Yeah.
That's really about it. Just hung out around the house, got some ice cream, you know, just being a dad, man.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. And I was, checking Twitter every 30 seconds to see if we got Juan Soto. I'm obsessed with that right now, but hopefully it happens, man.
Yeah, I was hoping that something was going to happen this weekend with the Cardinals ownership group and the president of the franchise, John Mozeliak, all being there while the Cardinals were playing the Nationals, but nothing doing, man. And from the way it sounded, it sounds like everybody's kind of waiting to see. They don't, you know, can't really make any moves until that domino falls, because whether or not it's the Cardinals, Padres, or Dodgers, those are the last three teams involved. You can't really do anything else until you know what the status is with Soto, because you can't trade off key pieces that you could possibly use in that trade. So it's created a log jam from what I've been reading, and who knows, you know, I think the price, the way it sounds right now, the price might need to come down a little bit for anybody to make a trade, and before tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I agree, man. For as much as I would love to see him in wearing the birds on the bat, man, I mean, we got a lot of hot prospects in our farm system, and you know, it's an if, but you know, he is young and he's a stud, but I can see where that factors in.
Yeah, it's an awful lot. I mean, granted, Scott Boras, you know, the way he's positioning it is, well, you get him for a couple of years plus, so really three pennant races, and like, well, yeah, but you're still gonna have to pay the kid at some point, and you want to get him under contract as soon as possible. So I don't know, and we'll just have to see. And I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about with that coming up a little bit later in the show. And also, I went to training camp, Saints training camp, on Saturday, and I got some firsthand insight on how that's going. And we'll talk about that. And man, I didn't do much. I watched SummerSlam Saturday night, which was the first pay-per-view in the post Vince McMahon era. And I'll be honest with you, it was really good. A lot closer to going back the way things used to be. So that was cool. And some other wrestling that was going on this weekend that was, I was reading about today. I didn't watch it, but Ric Flair at 73 years old had his final match, and Kid Rock was there, and a few other people in his family, but he was a bloody mess after it was all over with, and I don't think anybody expected anything less. But speaking of Kid Rock, when I was watching SummerSlam, they put the camera on him sitting in the crowd, and he was with I've never heard of this woman, but apparently she's like a YouTube person or a TikTok person, and her name is Trailer Park Tammy. Have you ever heard of this chick?
No, I seen it, and I was wondering, I'm like, what is
gross?
What is he doing?
Yeah, she plays that role. I don't know what her deal is. I don't know anything about her, but when you think of Trailer Park Tammy, whatever you're conjuring up in your mind, it probably is pretty close to what she looks like. And he chugged a beer and slammed it on the ground and then stuck his tongue in her mouth, and that was pretty gross.
Yeah,
pretty gross.
he cleaned her like he was a cat, man. It was gross.
Yeah, but other than that, man, I just stayed at home with the dog and watched some baseball and tried to win some bets, and came close, real close last night on the Cubs and Giants, but unfortunately Patrick Wisdom couldn't get two total bases for me, so I missed out on $800.
Yeah, that's, we don't want to talk about that. That's bad news, man.
Yeah, and the one I didn't think that I would get out of that was that Rodon pitching for the Giants, his over-under was like 7.5 strikeouts, and he ended up with 10. I was like, well, he got that. I'm certainly going to be able to get the rest of it. Nope. 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 Nope.
Yeah, he's been pretty damn good his last like 6-7 starts. He gets up there in the K's, man, and I didn't know he had that in him, but they're offering him too, so we'll see if he moves after all this stuff, after all the smoke clears, what happens with him.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly put on a good showing last night. Now granted, it was the Cubs, but yeah, I think he only had given up two hits I think he only gave up two hits because Wisdom got the third hit in, I think, the eighth inning. So, yeah, it was after he had came out. So they were talking a lot about him being possibly up for grabs. And, You know, I mean, the Giants really are not that far out. They're like a game under 500. Well, I think they might be 500 now, and then they're, you know, 4.5 out of a wild card spot. It's still a lot of baseball to be played to be the only that far back, you know?
Yeah. I don't know what their mindset is out there. I don't know if they're like wanting to do like a rebuild. Cause I mean, they could get quite a bit for him, mm-hmm. you know, but who knows what's going on with that. I was kind of shocked that the White Sox let him walk, mm-hmm. you know, cause I mean, I thought old DeRusa up there would, you know, want to keep him around because he's a left-handed starter, and mm-hmm. you know, he could mow down the batters pretty good. So I was kind of, you know, curious as to why, you know, Chicago let him leave.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know either. I don't know if he was the price tag was a little too high. I know he's got an opt out after this season, so mm-hmm. he could be back on the free agent market too. So we'll have to see how that goes. But we'll talk more about baseball when there was some the Deshaun Watson sagas finally came to an end, I do believe. So we'll talk about that, and we got some other stuff to talk about. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more right after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Sachmo Summerfest, presented by Chevron, is back this August 6th and August 7th at the New Orleans Jazz Museum at the Old U.S. Mint. Join friends and family to celebrate New Orleans' native son, Louis Sachmo Armstrong, for 2 days of live music, food, and discussions with Sachmo scholars. For more information, visit www.sachmosummerfest.org.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
I don't wanna be anywhere. Oh, here it goes.
Something to Say radio show, and the news finally broke this morning about 7:30 that Deshaun Watson is going to face his punishment finally in the NFL, I guess. He's been suspended for 6 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy with all the women that were accusing him of sexual misconduct. And, I guess it took about 3 weeks or so for the independent person to come down with the rule. Well, not independent, but, Sue Robinson, who was the disciplinary officer that the NFL hired for it, but it took a while.
Yeah. It ended up being a joke, man. Ha ha. You know?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. And he's probably, sitting back with a big grin on his face right now. You know, I mean, hell, I would be. He got off that one pretty clean, man.
Yeah, she was citing that there wasn't enough evidence to suspend him any longer than that. But now that also doesn't mean that the NFL is going to look into it a little bit more, and they can appeal the suspension and ask for more time, which I think they are going to be looking into it. But I don't know. You know, the first thing I thought of was, first of all, was really, you got to be kidding me, only 6 games. However, my next train of thought was, well, if he gets 6 games for that, then Alvin Kamara at worst should only get a game or 2.
Exactly. The other suspensions that are out there, you know, or, you know, that have been in the last couple years. I mean, you look at Ridley getting the whole season for betting, you know, big deal. I mean, yeah, it was wrong, but a whole season for betting versus, you know, sexual misconduct.
Yeah,
I think the priorities here are way off, you know. It's
absolutely. Yeah, and the fact that the Texans haven't really faced any punishment over it either, I think is pretty bad. And I don't know. Like, I thought, okay, if it's not a year, probably I would be okay if you said 10 games, something like that. And I think that's what the NFL was wanting, was shooting for a year, but would have been satisfied with 10. But I don't know, man. It's just a bad look, because there again, and trying to, I guess it's, I'm not trying to compare apples and oranges, but you have Kamara, who made a mistake, obviously, and never has done anything previously and did something very out of character. Whereas this gentleman, you know, Deshaun Watson, I shouldn't say gentleman because that's not the case, but, you know, we're talking over 30 people, and which could have been a lot more people. We don't really know, but
yeah,
you know, it wasn't like a one-off situation. This was something that has been going on, and you know, the Texans had a hand in helping him try to keep it hush hush, and it just, I don't know. I don't want to say it's not premeditated, but it's almost up there, like, you know, I don't want to say serial rapist either, but obviously there's some issues.
Yeah,
if this is something that continually happened and not a one-off type of a deal. If it was a one-off type of a deal, I would have been fine with it, you know, with 6 games. But something that's definitely not a one-off.
Yeah.
And Lord knows how many other people were actually involved in it. We probably never will, because of the non-disclosure agreements that that the Texans had given him to make these women sign. I don't know. It's a sad state of affairs, really. And it just seems like that, once again, as long as you're in the good graces of Goodell, things are going to be okay. But then the teams that he has issues with, like, I don't know, the Saints, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
he puts the hammer down on them, or the hammer down does come down.
Yeah. Look at, like Trevor Bauer for the Dodgers, you know, he's still not playing.
No,
you know, it's just wild. And imagine the backlash that he's going to get when he does return from his suspension. It's going to be something else, man. It's going to follow him around.
Yeah.
It's going to be worse than the Houston Astros, man, for, stealing signs.
Yeah. And you think about somebody like Marcelo Ozuna with the Braves, who, had been arrested for domestic abuse with his wife and did it in front of the police, and he's back in the league, you know. But I don't think that's in something that anyone will ever really forget, and there's going to be teams that are never going to want to do business with you. Again, for the, you know, you can't, it's just PR nightmares, and truthfully, the Browns better hope this works out for them, because they gave up way too much. And there's, you know, think about this. They're going to be what? They're going to miss six games. I haven't looked at the schedule of what they've got those first six games, but we know one of them is the Panthers. That's week one. You know, you're going to be in a real tough position if you don't at least split them to try to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, you go 1-5 or 0-6, you're probably not making it.
Yeah, I'm surprised Goodell didn't let him pick the six games that he wanted to.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's just such a it's such a one-sided deal with him, and you know, what's good for some people isn't good for the others, and there's no continuity across the board, and I think that's something that definitely needs to be looked into, because I think this is pretty lame, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it looks bad, man. It looks real bad. And it's, like I said, man, Twitter's just going, it's blazing over it, man. And, you know, I don't blame it, you know. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Let's see. He's going to miss and this was the thing that was really bad. And we talked about this a few weeks ago, but the way his contract with the Browns is laid out, that he's only supposed to make $1.035 million this year. So he's really only losing, because you don't get paid for games you're suspended. So he's losing a total of $345,000 out of that $230 million.
Mm.
So,
man.
Yeah. Mm. Not a lot of justice in this world, man.
No. None at all.
All right. Well, let's take a break, and we'll get some news. We'll come back. We need to talk about Major League Baseball with the trade deadline looming tomorrow at 5:00. We got a lot to talk about, and things are changing by the minute. So who knows? We may have information mid-segment on what's going on. But don't anybody go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays, and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. Coolcarafe.com is a Louisiana company. Coolcarafe.com.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. She was once one of the state's top Democrat power players, but today, former New Orleans State Senator and State Democratic Party Chair Karen Carter Peterson pleaded guilty to federal fraud charges. Peterson was accused of taking nearly $100,000 in campaign and party money with the help of yet unnamed assistants. A federal judge will decide if Peterson will go to prison when her sentencing comes up in December. Louisiana's on-again, off-again abortion ban trigger law is back on again after Baton Rouge Judge Don Johnson signed an order that suspends his preliminary injunction. That action's the result of a ruling Friday from the Louisiana First Circuit Court of Appeals. Loyola University law professor Dane Cialino.
The First Circuit Court of Appeals did what the law absolutely requires, which is to grant a suspensive appeal, which suspends the effect of the district court's, the lower court's ruling.
Cialino says this case will eventually be decided by the state Supreme Court, and he thinks the high court will rule for the state. This is news from LRN.
Hello, this is Congresswoman Julia Letlow. As we reach the peak of hurricane season, it's important to make sure that your family, home, and business are prepared for the possibility of a severe storm. Our office has resources available to help you make a plan and stay informed. For more information, or if you need assistance from the federal government, visit letlow.house.gov/hurricanes. Again, that's letlow.house.gov/hurricanes. Paid for with official funds from the Office of Julia Letlow.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. On our farm in Cheneyville, my brother and I grow sugarcane, soybeans, rice, and crawfish. It's more than a living for us, it's a lifestyle. And the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation is a grassroots organization that stands together to protect that lifestyle. You depend on agriculture, and we depend on you to join us.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book on ears, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God. Yeah!
Radio show, and the big news right now in the sports world is the trade deadline for Major League Baseball, which is tomorrow night, 5 o'clock. And there's been quite a bit of activity today. Things started with, which was kind of surprising to me, but Josh Hader, the all-star closer for the Brewers, being traded to San Diego for their I guess Taylor Rogers, he was an all-star, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
I think those two, well, I know those two are the top two saves leaders in baseball, but they swapped those, and the Brewers also got San Diego's number 7 prospect, left-hander Robert Gasser, and outfielder Asturi Ruiz, who's their number 28th prospect, and also right-hander Denelson Lamet. So, I don't know, like, to me, I'm glad he's out of the National League Central, to be honest with you. I know he hasn't been pitching very well the last month, but I'm sure he'll straighten it out.
Yeah, my guys, he always played well against the Cardinals, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
He'd always close it down, that's for sure.
So I wonder if that takes them out of the running for Soto.
Who knows, man? I don't know where, honestly, I don't know where San Diego gets all their money, man. You know,
I don't know either.
It's interesting.
Well, they've had new ownership for a few years, and whoever that new owner is, he certainly is okay with throwing money at people.
Mm-hmm.
But because, you know, last year they got Yu Darvish and, of course, Manny Machado a couple years ago too. And to go along with Fernando Tatis, but they still have their number one prospect, CJ Abrams, who's a shortstop. So, yeah. You know, does he have a place to play with when Fernando Tatis Jr. comes back? I don't know. But, you know, I don't know if they have the package of prospects. But, I wish that something would just give on it. But now, with what just was announced a couple of minutes ago, that Montas has been traded from the Athletics to the Yankees. So, you know, that was a big piece that had been sitting out there and was requiring a lot of prospects. So, you know, teams like the Cardinals, who've been looking for pitching, they're going to have to go back to dumpster diving.
Yeah.
But I guess the good news is now you don't have to worry. You if you're going to go get Juan Soto, then go get him, because you're not going to have to use those top prospects to go get a Madison Bumgarner or anybody like that.
Why you would even want him at this point in his career is beyond me, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I know just how things go with the Cardinals, that would be the level of pitching that I look for them to bring in, because Montas was the big thing, and they were tied pretty closely to him. I still think that they should probably, at least the Cardinals should probably look at getting a catcher. Because what they got with Yadier Molina not playing is not good.
Right.
And you're going to need something next year anyways. I was hoping for a package deal with Montas and Sean Murphy, their mm-hmm. catcher, to go to St. Louis. But now, obviously, that's not going to happen. But they can still maybe get Murphy. But I don't know, man. I'm a little shocked that Montas went to the Yankees.
Yeah. I mean, they were already pretty their staff has surprised me as far, you know, this year, mm-hmm. you know, with their amazing record, you know. That's just going to make them better, man.
When the Yankees also acquired rookie reliever Scott Efros from the Cubs today, who'd been one of their better relievers. He had an ERA under 3, and he'd been used in a few different roles out of their bullpen. So, you know, the Yankees are not taking any chances. They're making sure that they got a loaded roster going into the home stretch for this. Let's see if there's anything else. Who else has been traded today? Well, and the other one, too, that happened over the weekend was Luis Castillo being traded to the Mariners.
Yeah.
That was a big deal, and which then Julio Rodriguez ended up getting hit in the hand. Thankfully, didn't suffer a broken hand or anything like that, but still going to miss a few days. And let's see here. And then also just recently, just in the last hour, the Astros are acquiring Trey Mancini from the Baltimore Orioles. So that, and I've also seen that they were in on Wilson Contreras as well.
Yeah, I'm curious to see where he lands. That's a shame we really can't do business with the Cubs because, you know, same division type deal mm-hmm. and whatnot. But yeah, he's going to be a pretty good asset for wherever he lands.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, you know, and I've also seen, too, that a lot of teams that have inquired about him, they are not wanting him to be a catcher. I mean, they're wanting him to DH or play first base, which is kind of odd. But, you know, I don't think he's not one of the best defensive catchers in baseball anymore by any stretch of the imagination. But I didn't think he was a liability.
No, I don't know. Maybe they're trying to, you know, save his legs or whatnot. I don't know, man. Wear and tear. It could go either way. It just depends, you know. Look at Pudge Rodriguez, you know, years ago. That guy was, you know, he was still had decent speed when he retired, you know, and he caught his whole career. So,
yeah. And, you know, the other big thing that came out over the weekend is that the Angels were talking about dangling Shohei Ohtani out there and seeing what they could get for him. But, apparently that's not going to happen. They're going to hang on to him. He's under control for another year. I think for them especially, it would be really dumb to trade him off right now. Not that I don't believe that they're going to be a postseason team, or even if they do happen to make the postseason, I don't think they'll be a team that really is effective in the postseason. But is, you know, with Trout and him, like, you still gotta put people in the seats, you know. And
yeah, and
you get rid of all of that, especially. Yeah,
he's a phenom, man. I mean, he's he's the talk, he's probably the talk of the town. I mean, besides, you know, being right in there with the Dodgers, you know. But yeah, he's a star, and people are gonna want to come see, you know, that dual threat that he brings to the table. So yeah, I don't think it'd be very smart for them to do that unless, I don't know. I mean, they could get a king's ransom for him.
Sure.
But
yeah,
you never know, man.
That's true. And then speaking of the Dodgers, they've snuck right in and became one of the sleeper teams to land Juan Soto. And, you know, just like we were talking Friday, I was thinking about it earlier whenever I was reading that, you know, they've gained some ground, but on the Padres and Cardinals of landing Juan Soto. And I'm kind of with you, man. If the Dodgers get Juan Soto, I mean, I'm not saying that it's a done deal, but it's just something's got to give, man.
Yeah,
you can't have all, you know, just one team that has everybody on it and then everybody else fighting for relevancy and trying just to make wild cards or trying to get in Just get into the playoffs and, you know, hope for the best.
Yeah.
You know, that something like that is where a hard salary cap needs to come into play.
Exactly. Because, I mean, it's, you hate to be the guy that's like, that's not fair. But, I mean, that's not fair.
Right.
Really, it's not. I mean, they're loaded. And, you know, if they can't win with what they have now, I mean, it's, man.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have, you'd have Betts, Soto, and Bellinger in the outfield. And then you'd have Turner, and then Trey Turner at short. And who's their, I don't know who their second baseman is.
Is it Gavin Lux?
Gavin Lux, yeah. And then Freddie Freeman at first base.
Yeah.
And Will Smith at catcher. Are you kidding me? Plus you got Kershaw, Wade Buehler, Gonsolin. You know, come on. Give me a break.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really hope that's not the way this goes.
Yeah, it's like playing MLB The Show on PlayStation and turning off the trades and you know, on the options to where they can't say no.
Right. And you just go get everything.
Yeah, it's just like, wow, man. I mean, yeah, it's something else, man. So
well, and you know, too, I'm thinking that if you do sign or you do trade for him, I mean, are you going to pay him $500 million? And, you know, or are you going to keep him for the 2.5 seasons and then try to move him again? Because, I mean, at some point, you can't just have a gazillion dollar payroll. You know, the payoff is, even if you win the World Series, the payoff isn't big enough to make it, you know what I mean? When you already have all these other big, humongous contracts, I just don't see it being like a good, rational business decision, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. And I want to know where they're getting all their, you know, their draft picks and whatnot.
Yeah, apparently when I was at the beginning of the season, their farm system was ranked, I think, one of the, if not the best, one of the best. And how is that happening?
Yeah, do they got like a tree out there that just they grow on or what? I don't, man. I don't understand it, man.
No, I don't either. It's frustrating for sure. No matter what, unless you're a Dodgers fan, I think it's worse, truthfully, than the way things went with the Yankees in the early 2000s. You know, when the Yankees won 3 in a row, it wasn't because they bought those. Those were all developed players, most of them.
Yeah.
Now they started paying for players after that, but they didn't. They also weren't, you know, they won one World Series after that. So,
yeah. And I give a lot of credit too to, you know, their coaching staff. You know, Joe Torre was a hell of a manager for them. Mm-hmm. While right now, I don't really think too much of Dave Roberts. I think he's actually cost them a couple games in the playoffs rather than, you know, seeing them strive, you know, in the postseason. But that's just me.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know. We'll know for sure we'll know tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So let's take a break. We'll wrap things up. We'll talk about some Saints training camp and then we'll get on out of here. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue.
We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
I'm only happy when it rains. Feel good when things are going wrong. I only listen to the sad, sad songs. I'm only happy when it rains. I only smile in the dark.
Something to Say radio show, and thanks for sticking around. We appreciate it. So we talked about a little bit at the beginning of the show that this weekend I went to training camp on Saturday for the first open to the public training camp session. And number one, awesome. The way things are done nowadays there, it's so much better than what it was whenever I first started going. The fact that you really don't have to stand out in the heat that much. They have buses that are air conditioned that are waiting for you. You get on the bus and they'll drive you from the shrine to around the corner to the training facility. You get off the bus, you walk straight in. all the bleachers shaded with misting fans, and they were giving out posters and rally towels to everybody, and just a great event, first and foremost. And then to be able to get autographs after it was over with, that was cool too. It was nice to have that back. But the big things that I took away from actually watching practice was, number one, if Chris Olave isn't the real deal, I don't know what is, because that kid looks sharp. He's fast. He runs great routes. And him and Jameis hooked up a few times, one being on a 60-yard touchdown. It was awesome. I was really impressed with him. The only thing that I could, it's kind of six of one, half a dozen of another, is that Jameis also threw a couple picks on Saturday, but I don't know. It's tough to say, like, is it the defense is that good or Jameis being sloppy?
I don't know. It also could have been, he could have seen you sitting out in the stands and you could have been distracting him, just giving him the, giving him the goony goo goo, you know?
Yeah, I did get his autograph after practice. So, you know, maybe he was nervous. He heard the guys from the Something to Say radio show was going to be in attendance, just, you know, giving our passing judgment on what's going on out there. But, you know, the defense obviously looked really, really good. And, you know, at that point, we're only 3 or 4 days into training camp. So, a lot of moving parts to what's going on, but everything that I saw, it seemed like business as usual. It didn't seem much different than how practices were ran with when Coach Payton was there, which I think is very important. You know, we want to have that continuity right from last year to this year. But I'm going back this weekend, so we'll see how Jameis does. And Michael Thomas was doing the walkthroughs at the beginning of practice, and then he had a scheduled off day, but he should be back. And from what I understand, he should be in full participation mode now, which I think is also huge, because, man, if you got Jarvis and Michael Thomas and the way Chris Olave looks, that wide receiver core is dangerous, very dangerous.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot to be excited about.
Yeah. Same way with Steelers camp too. They've had mm-hmm. a pretty good opening, you know, so far.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping Trubisky can, under a new system and a coach that has a brain. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping, you know, he can. he has the talent, you know. Hopefully, you know, he could be their starting quarterback. And if not, they just drafted one. So we'll see how that goes.
Yep. Well, that's going to do it, man. Well, that's all the time we have for tonight. So we need to get out of here and step aside. So I'll talk to you soon. And for everybody else, we'll be back tomorrow night with more of the Something to Say radio show. And I can guarantee we're going to talk about the trade deadline. So until then, let's just play Gloria. Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Main Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Evelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at effelinas.com. Satchmo Summerfest, presented by Chevron, is back this August 6th and August 7th at the New Orleans Jazz Museum at the Old U.S. Mint. Join friends and family to celebrate New Orleans' native son, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, for 2 days of live music, food, and discussions with Satchmo scholars. For more information, visit www.satchmosummerfest.org.
Rising another 550.